Once again, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you, Sal, inshallah. There's a question here. Is zakat only for Muslim recipients?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In chapter 9, surah Tawbah, verse number 60, Almighty Allah Jalla wala mentions the 8 categories entitled to receive zakat. Therefore, according to all 4 schools, the recipient of zakat will be a Muslim. However, when it comes to our voluntary charity, zakat means the compulsory charity, 2.5%. And here is voluntary charity, sadaqah, you can give anybody, Muslim or non-Muslim. So that is Islam. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was asked, Ayyu sadaqati afdal ya Rasulullah, which charity is the best? Qala sadaqah fi Ramadan. The Master alayhi salam said, the charity in Ramadan. So it shows, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, so it shows that we are in the month of Ramadan, and we're in the last lap basically, so pay our zakat as well, and beyond our zakat, besides that, we should pay extra also, and that is our voluntary charity. Beautiful hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, inna fil mali lahaqqan siwa zakat. In your wealth, there are rights beside your zakat as well. Zakat is compulsory, but we must fulfill our duty with beauty, so give out extra charity as well to all non Muslim and non Muslim. So that is what Islam teaches us.
Mufti Sahib, can we give zakat to a frail care center?
Remember to give to this center, that center, all not permissible. Why? For zakat, we must remember Quran uses the word wa'atuz zakat. So you have to make a person an owner. So yeah, you give this center, that center, there they are Muslim, there they are non-Muslim and so forth. So therefore your zakat would not be discharged, would not be valid and not acceptable.
Okay, so I have a question similar to this one. In today's time in South Africa, there are so many elderly people who have nobody to care for them in old age. Is it okay to establish a frail care center?
Remember that Islam does not allow that we go and make a frail care center or old age home and so forth and so on. Because once you start that, after a few years, then it becomes a norm and people become desensitized. What is wrong is wrong. Where are the sons? Where are the daughters? Where are the grandchildren? We cannot allow certain things with Islam. That's why the Quran speaks about this. Go and read the Quran and see. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. That Almighty Allah has decreed you worship none but Him, Almighty Allah, and you do good to your parents. Then what Almighty Allah says after that? إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ إِنَّكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. When your parents are young, they do not need you and they are looking after you. But when they become old, now because of the Western culture and bombardment from their side, Allah forbid today's Muslim consider their parents, their own father, mother or grandparents to be a liability and a burden, and then go dump them there in the old age home, frail care center and so forth. See what Quran says. When both of them or one of them reach their old age, they need your help, O son, O daughter, O grandchild. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. You should not even tell them أُفْ, any word that will hurt their feelings. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. And do not chide them, criticize them, condemn them. They're gone but senile. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. They broke the cup, they broke the glass, something. So speak to them in a respectful manner. When we were babies, children, infants, how many things we broke? But always they would be there for us with love and compassion. See the glory, the beauty of the noble Quran. Chapter 17, verse 22, verse 23, verse 24. Chapter 17, verses 23 and 24. Today we're flying with our computers, we're flying with our emails, we're flying with our gadgets and cell phones and so forth. Almighty Allah states, just look at the glory, the beauty, the style, the diction of the Quran. وَخْفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. You're flying, now lower your wings of humility for them, your parents, out of mercy. They showed you so much mercy and compassion. So it's your time to show them mercy and compassion. You can't say your wife doesn't like your mother, or your son-in-law doesn't like your father, and so forth. وَقُلْ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And Ya Allah, have mercy on my parents as they nurtured me when I was an infant, when I was young. Quickly, I tell you one story. Kitabul Amsal is a book where you find examples. One day, the father and his son were sitting in the veranda, right? The son is 8-10 years old, not even mature and baligh, you know. And the father asked the son, what's that there on the tree? So the son answered nicely, properly, oh Abi, oh Ya Abati, oh beloved father, it's a bird. After 2-3 minutes, then he asked him again, oh son, Dad, what's that there on the tree? Now the son raised his voice a bit. Oh father, I told you it's a bird. Then after 3-4 minutes, the father asked him the third time, what's that there? Now the son, his gasket blew, and he lost his temper. How many times must I tell you? Can't you hear? It's a bird. So the father went inside the house. The son is there in the veranda, or we say on the stoop, you know, on Afrikaans. So he's there by the veranda, and he came back with a small little diary. He said, Beta, Ya Bunaya, oh my son, listen to me. It was 8 years ago, 7 years ago, 4 years ago, whatever, we were sitting here. And you asked me, Ya Abati, 10 times, that what is that Abu on the tree? 10 times I told you, lovingly, it was a bird. Not once did I lose my temper with you. Today I ask you to teach you what is life all about. 3 times and you blew your gasket? So that is where we are today. The name is Bilal, but the thought process is that of Bali. The name is Maryam, but the thinking and thought process is that of Mary. We think just like the Kuffar, Allah forbid. Our parents are one of the greatest assets and bounties Allah has given us. And we say we got no time, then Allah got no time for you. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullu zambin insha'afa anhu wa insha'a dhaba, hadith in Bayhaqi. Every sin is a prerogative of Allah alone. Either He punishes the person, either forgives the person. Illa uquq al-walidain, except where you are showing disrespect to your parents. Fa inna Allah yu'ajjilu uquubatahu li sahibihi fil hayati qabla mawti. Never mind, hereafter. Definitely Allah will unleash His punishment here in this world for that son, that daughter, that grandchild who is violating the rights and showing disrespect and disobedient to his parents, grandparents. Definitely that will happen. I saw it so many times in my life, my own family, my own friends and others. So there's no time for this and no place for that. Remember, we must not try, in the words of George Galloway, that put lipstick on a pig, you know. So that is, these are all satanic evidence news, and Islam does not allow it.
Mufti Sahab, my dad passed away yesterday. Do we pay fitrah on his behalf as fitrah is due upon him?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant your father Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. What a beautiful month he got. All of you children, grandchildren, family, read Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 43, and Rabbana ghfirli wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumu al-hisab. Oh beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. Chapter 14. 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. So that is what you should know. 14 chapter and verse 41. Next one, that when a person, there's no fitrah compulsory upon your late father, no fitrah. And remember that in a case like this, what you should worry about, the sons, daughters and heirs, first thing, burial, funeral expenses, make sure all that is paid. Second, the debts of your father, personal debts, corporate business debts, all that must be paid immediately now, before Eid comes and so forth. No delay, no aprep, Eid pachik. No. Justice delayed is justice denied. And third one, he made wasiyah. He said, give this person, that person, non-Muslim also. So we must implement it. We called it wasiyah for non-heirs. It can be a person, organization, maximum one-third from the net estate. And fourth one will be the shares of the heirs. That is what you should be focusing on now, not on the 30, 40 rand fitrah and so forth. These are the primary important things, and if your mother is alive, then make abundant khidma. This is the time that she needs you, O son, O daughter, and you must be there to lend every support to her, because now she lost her partner, her husband, your father. Marriage lasted and subsisted for 30, 40 years. So that is what Islam will teach us.
Ofisab, can I use life insurance money to fix my home that was damaged by rain?
Yen manse dwert is anan manse brood. Now you Durban people don't understand Afrikaans. One person dies, the boedel, the money, the brood. Dwert and brood, that's how they rhyme it. Yen manse dwert is anan manse brood. The boedel, the bread will go to other people. First of all, before we speaking about your fixing up your house and what have you, is life insurance permissible? Absolutely haram. Why is haram? Is gambling. One person pays for 1 month, 6 months, 1 year, and he collects 1 million, 5 million. The other person is paying for 10, 20 years and so forth, and he also collects 1 million, 10 million. So definitely the element of gambling is there. Second is interest and so forth. So therefore, and there's no barakah in that haram money. Go to your broker and go and find out. You must remember your father, mother passed away. They had a life insurance policy. How much premium did they pay over the years? So they paid 100,000 and the payout was 1 million. For example, we just take round figures. So the 100,000 will be halal, will come into the estate. The 900,000 you give to the poor and the needy. From that 100,000, you can fix up your house, your shop, your car, whatever. But from that 900,000 is haram for you, that you use it for your own personal benefit, not permissible. They're totally haram.
Mufti Sahab, I came home early from work and saw my fridge full of gulab jambus. By mistake, I ate one, forgetting that I'm fasting. What do I do now? It wasn't intentional.
MashaAllah. So you thought Eid day came already, my brother. You see, I had a gulab jambu boharu lage. And the aroma and fragrance was coming. If you totally forgot, my brother, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنَّمَا أَطْأَمَهُ اللَّهُ وَسَقَاهُ. Allah Jalla Wale gave you to eat and to drink. That is, if you totally, absolutely forgot, so your fast is valid and nothing to worry about. You keep on reading, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا سِيَامَنَا وَقِيَامَنَا. But today when you see that mitai and all that, then you don't go say, no, let me try this one also. It must be absolutely you forgot, you didn't remember at all, then your fast is valid, no problem.
Mufti Sahab, do we have to pay zakat upon zakat? I collect my entire family's zakat for the year. So what happens if I delay on the due date and give it out a month or two later? Is the 2 months calculated?
There's no zakat on that. Example I give you, these Darulums, most of them have become multimillionaires. They collect so much zakat because they have 100, 200, 500, 600 students. So if you look at how much zakat they have now, for example, is Ramadan coming to the last week, it will go into the millions. So you don't say on the zakat collected, there is zakat, no. So similarly, you are the main chief. So you and your family got understanding, so they give you the zakat. But you didn't pay it yesterday, the due date, and now you carried it over. So is zakat on that then? No zakat on that. But for you to delay is not permissible. So try and expedite matters and pay it now, immediately, brother.
Mufti Sahab, last year I totally forgot to pay my fitra due to my marriage breaking. Do I have to pay double this year, or is there a penalty to be paid also?
The hadith is mentioned on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. He passed away in the year 68. There, remember, in Taif, Muhammad bin Hanafiya performed the Salatul Janaza, the son of Sayyidina Ali. He was a Tabi'i successor, not a Sahabi. He met companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, states, Farada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam zakatul fitri. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made zakatul fitr, sadaqatul fitr. These words are synonymous. You can say zakatul fitr, sadaqatul fitr, same meaning. And compulsory, why? Tuhratul lisa'im min al-laghwi wa rafath, so that it will purify the fasting person from the wrong we committed with our eyes, with our ears, with our tongue, and what have you. وَتُؤْمَةً لِلْمَسَاكِينَ, and it will help the poor Muslim brethren. Now also you should be paying your fitra, sadaqatul fitr, zakatul fitr, 40 rand per person. You have to pay for your minor children as well. If you're paying for your popi, your darling, your sweetheart, then you must tell her, oh honey, I'm paying your money, like that you have to say. So anyway, so that is what the hadith says. The second part of the same hadith, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas, mentioned in Abu Dawood, and his hadith is sahih. فَمَنْ أَدَّاهَا قَبْلَ صَلَاةِ الْإِيدِ, when you pay it before Eid day, before Salatul Eid, فَيَا زَكَاتٌ مَقْبُولًا, then it is accepted, you get maximum, optimum reward. And you forgot, you didn't pay, you were lazy, whatever, وَمَنْ أَدَّاهَا بَعْدَ الْإِيدِ, you pay it afterwards, فَيَا صَدَقَةٌ مِنَ الصَّدَقَاتِ, then it just becomes a charity, you will get the minimum reward. So yes, brother, first thing, you must pay it, it does not get waived off. Is there any penalty and so forth, you pay double? No, there's no need for that. But if you want to pay double and so forth, it will be appreciated. And remember, whatever the amount was last year, leave that. Now you just pay 40 rand for last year, another 40 rand for this year. And you can just round it off at 100 rand. And in that way there, Allah Jalla Wala will reward you. So all of you are reminded to pay the fitra now. Pay it in this week here, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, I'm a prisoner arrested unlawfully. However, my trial date is only in May. I want to know, because I am locked up in a secluded place, I made intention for etikaf. Will my etikaf be valid?
That etikaf is not valid, the sunnat one, because for sunnat etikaf, the prerequisite and shirt is masjid. So whatever intention you made will become nafil and voluntary and so forth. My advice to you, I don't know you, brother. We don't know which prison you are in. You see, in life, I won't say 100%, but I'll say 80-90% of people, they always will say that me, I'm not guilty, you know. And they just put me in jail for no reason and so. Obviously, it does happen sometimes like that. But majority of the time, it's not like that. But the people want the public to believe. And the Quran speaks of this. Balil insanu ala nafsihi basira walau alqa ma'azira. Human being deep down know they are guilty, but outwardly they keep on making excuses. See, there's a sharpshoot Maulana, right? He's driving the earth. How much? 180, 200. The cop stopped him. He said, you, I must take you straight to the cells or to the court, and because now you've gone 200. He said, no, policeman, what you talking? My grandmother passed away. I'm rushing. So then the policeman, okay, it's all right. You look like a good guy, humbago. He will laugh himself sick. He said, I didn't tell him when my grandmother passed away. You see, that is our Maulvi tricks and all these type of things. Yeah, but you know you're guilty, but outside you give all funny excuses. I don't know what is your circumstances. So my brother, this is the advice I want to give you. Whatever is the truth, just speak the truth. Allah will make easy for you. And read Leela fi Quraysh alam nashra. Allah Jalla Wala make easy. And inshallah, that the etikaf, whatever is not a sunnat etikaf, it will be nafil and all that voluntary. And inshallah, we make dua for you. Allah alleviate your plight. So inshallah, jazakallah khair now to you, Mawla Salim Kareem. We'll be going for the news now. And inshallah, Aziz, 11 to 12 is blessed of marriage. Today is Wednesday. Between Zohar and Asr, make dua for us and the Ummah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.